And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure.
Direct from the golf course and onto your radio. This is...
Hello, everybody.
The Fred and Jeff Show.
And good morning, everybody. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeff.
Hola, Tucson.
And we're talking about all the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona just so gosh darn wonderful.
Now, Fred, make sure you mute your cell phone, okay? I don't want to hear it going off during this week's show. Like I've heard it. Many a time, yeah, many a time.
Yeah, and unfortunately, that was your phone, your alarm clock.
No.
Yeah, is it, how much time we have this segment? 20 minutes. Okay, I'll put it on 20 so that right at the end it'll go off.
Yeah, because you lied to me because we actually had less than 20. That's why, or more than 20.
No! Get your story straight before you start telling your lies.
So don't forget, folks, you can check out all of our past shows at fredandjeff.com. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
And I was saving this for a little surprise.
Yes.
You can now download us on iTunes.
All right. We're back on iTunes.
We are back on iTunes.
Very cool. That'll make Don Coleman from Mayfield Floors very happy.
He will be very happy.
Because he downloads us on iTunes and then listens to the show as he drives around and delivers flowers.
Yeah. We used to have this really great podcast service, and they sent us an email one day and said, as of 30 days from now, we will no longer be in existence. And then all of our podcasts disappeared off of iTunes. So we have it reset up, and thanks to George Jensen at Jensen Consulting, and you can get a hold of him at georgejensen.com. And, he's our little iTunes savior.
He's not little.
He's a big guy. So, big heart. Big brain.
Yes.
Very tall.
Very good guy.
Yeah.
His wife, Jennifer, loves him.
All right. So there's tons of stuff going on this week and down the road in the region. Every week, I think we just remind people that Science Sundays at the Children's Museum of Tucson.
And again, stress it. Science Sundays at the Children's Museum of Tucson. It is fabulous. Get the kids in the car and cruise down there because you will not have more fun anywhere else on Sunday than Science Sundays at the Children's Museum. It's a great time.
With your kids. And they have new exhibits. It's really cool.
It's great.
Now, this month is the last month you're going to be able to see professional baseball in Tucson until next season. There's 13 home games left for the Tucson Padres.
That's right.
They have two home stands from the 10th to the 17th and from the 22nd to the 26th. And we highly encourage you to go out, hang out with Kino Bambino, and have a good time at the ballpark.
Yeah, and don't let the weather scare you off. You know, last Sunday, it rained and rained and rained. But then at game time, it was absolutely gorgeous. It was just beautiful out there on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
So go down to the Kino Sports Complex and pick up a Padres game because they are a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, now next weekend down in Tombstone is Vigilante Days. And that's a 3-4-day event. No, I guess it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Right. Culminating with a 10K run on Sunday.
And they have reenactments of the fight at OK Corral. There's a fun family events, and then it culminates with a 10K run. Did you just say that?
There's an echo in here.
Yeah, but the reason I was thinking about that in double is because you're supposed to be preparing for a half marathon, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Well, why don't you go down to Tombstone next weekend and run a 10K?
That's a good idea, Fred.
And, get a little warmed up.
I think I'll do that.
Because 10K is only half of a half marathon.
Are you sure your math is right?
It may be a little bit less. It's a little bit less than half of
so Fred
half,
might be a vocabularist, but he is not an arithmeticist.
I'm not a vocabularist either. That word doesn't exist. But okay, so half K is a little over 13 miles.
I mean, what else
half
is going marathon on here? I'm doing the math. Yes.
So a half marathon is just a little over 13 miles.
13.1.
10K is about 10 miles.
Fred, a kilometer is different distance than a mile.
No, wait.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to call right now and tell Fred to be quiet.
I was thinking it was a 5K is 3 miles. So then a 10K is a little over six.
It's, yeah.
Because it's like 3-point-something miles for a 5K.
Yes.
All right, so the next item on
and you had to take up all of our precious airtime to flesh that out in your brain.
And to prove that I know math. It's the new math.
No wonder the budget was so screwed up during your tenure on the council.
Oh, it was not. It was not. Okay, so Locomotive Saturdays downtown, the Southern Arizona Transportation Museum, right next. Well, it's actually in the historic downtown depot.
Right.
And there's a little project there that Dan Bates and I worked on.
Oh, Doc and Wyatt.
Doc and Wyatt, a full-size sculpture of Doc and Wyatt. Well, speaking of Tombstone, Vigilante Days, the story of the OK Corral did not end in Tombstone. It ended in Tucson. When Doc Holliday and Wyatt Earp followed Frank Stillwell down to Tucson and shot him dead on the tracks right from the depot.
Blasted him right there. And I heard a story once that after they blasted him, a bunch of people got around and cheered because Stillwell was just a horrible person.
Oh, that's the story.
Well, that's what I heard.
So they say. So go down. There will be no blasting anybody on Locomotive Saturdays, but go down to the Southern Arizona Transportation Museum, and it's a fun time. Actually, I think they have a couple old bells off of some of the trains that used to come through Tucson, and you get to beat on those, too.
Oh, man. That'll be fun.
And actually, you know, when we did the dedication of the depot, we were ringing those bells. And it's cool to be messing with history like that.
Well, it's cool if you're the guy ringing the bell. It's not so cool if you're the guy over there being annoyed by the ringing of the bell.
Nah, if you're being annoyed by the ringing of the bell, you just move on to some other activity downtown.
Back to Science Sundays at the Tucson Children's Museum of Tucson.
And the last thing we should talk about are the Marana Bluegrass Festival, is the second Saturday of every month through September. And I think we're going to have those guys on pretty soon.
That would be great.
Yeah, have a little bluegrass in the studio.
That would be awesome.
So
we haven't had a music show for a while, have we?
No, not since the Western one, I think.
Yeah. The cowboy roundup or the cowboy concert out at Old Tucson.
Right, exactly right. That's exactly right, Jeff.
Thank you, Hank.
And as usual, we always talk about Mimi and Maynard's on Mondays, Mimi and Lana Cantata on Wednesdays. And
the point is get out and meet your neighbors.
Because there's tons of stuff to do.
Yeah, and Tucson will be such a better place if you get out and meet your neighbors, find some common ground, have a good time with your family and friends. So we are Fred and Jeff Ronstadt. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. We got to take a quick break, so stick around. We got some great guests for you today, and we'll see you on the other side of the break.
Visit the Fred and Jeff Show online at fredandjeff.com.
Why are we proud to live in Tucson?
Because the trauma team at UMC delivers life-saving care.
Because the engineers at Solon make solar energy a reality.
While Davis-Monthan Air Force Base helps protect our freedoms.
Because researchers at Ventana Medical Systems lead the way in the nation's fight against cancer.
And because the Tucson Conquistadors raise millions of dollars to support kids' charities.
This is my Tucson, and together we thrive.
At Barker Morrissey Contracting, our goal is to develop lasting relationships with each one of our clients. We measure our success on achieving that in the end. We offer the best possible combination of experience, integrity, and commitment available in Arizona. The foundation of our organization is a commitment to meet our clients' needs from pre-construction services through project build and move-in. We have experienced, cohesive project managers who thoroughly analyze each project prior to construction. We do this to provide value engineering at the front end of the project while reducing time-consuming change orders during construction. We are confident that our collaboration with you will result in a successful project that'll exceed your expectations. Barker Morrissey Contracting. Straightforward, honest, and reliable. Call us at 323-3831 to set up an appointment. That's 323-3831.
Hi, this is Jeff Ronstadt from Ronstadt Insurance and the Fred and Jeff Show. Healthcare reform is a reality, and it's very, very confusing. So give myself and my staff a call at Ronstadt Insurance at 520-721-4848, and we'll help you figure out what healthcare reform means to you, your employees, and your family. Ronstadt Insurance, we are pioneers in good service. Give us a call at 520-721-4848.
Casa de la Luz is Spanish for House of Light. That's what one needs when facing a terminal illness. A House of Light to provide comfort, support, and experienced hospice care during the end-of-life journey. The mission of Casa de la Luz is to provide superior care to patients and their loved ones so that they may complete their mission on this earth in comfort, dignity, and harmony. Founded in 1998 by Lynette Jaramillo and Agnes Poor, Casa de la Luz Hospice has become a leading provider of superior hospice care throughout southern Arizona. Whether it is in the hospital, at home, an assisted center, or a nursing home, the caring staff at Casa de la Luz will reach far beyond the usual and customary hospice service. Every service provided is a reflection of our commitment to our community. Casa de la Luz Hospice, because every day counts.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth, Tucson's News Talk FM.
And welcome back. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother Jeff.
Hola, Tucson.
And we're here celebrating all the people, the places, the events, history, culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so wonderful. We're inviting you to follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and visit us at fredandjeff.com, where you can check out all the old shows, look up events coming up in the community. We have a current events button. You just click on that and it takes you to a community calendar. And we also invite you to download us on iTunes.
That's awesome, Fred. I'm proud of you. It only took you 6 months to get that cooking.
Well, we had to go find some plugins for the web.
Oops, sorry.
We had to go find some plugins for the website software. Okay.
Very cool.
And so I finally found the right one that worked well for us, made it work.
Great.
Thanks to George Jensen.
Thank you, George.
Now, in studio with us today, we have a couple folks from... That's my lovely brother playing the downtown commercial you probably heard a few seconds ago, which we're very proud of, by the way.
We're very proud of that commercial.
So we have folks from the Downtown Partnership here with us, Michael Keefe, who's the executive director. Michael, how you doing?
Good. Thank you for having us.
And Mia Schneibel, who has been on the show before. Well, Michael has been, too. But Mia has been on in, a different iteration as the goddess of the screening room in the Arizona International Film Festival.
Yeah. And now I'm here to talk about Second Saturdays and downtown.
Woo-hoo.
Woo! Woo! Many hats.
Yeah, so
Hats, Mia. Yeah. I like that. Yeah.
So I am on the Downtown Tucson Partnership's website, and I'm a little disheartened because there's this video. First thing that pops up is this video called "Get a Taste of Tucson" or "Get a Taste of Downtown," and it's a really nice video. You know, I'll give it its due credit, but nowhere on this site is the wonderful video that we produced with the commercial we did for you guys.
Yeah, that was a unique effort. I'll have to say.
Anything to help you guys out. Anything to help you guys out. If Fred and I can bring our massive creative talent together to help one more person go downtown and go, wow, this is kind of cool, then we've done our job.
I didn't realize there was anybody in the Ronstadt clan that couldn't sing until I heard your commercial.
Well, the secret's out. So what's going on downtown?
Well, let's do this. I mean, we've had you guys on once a month now during the summer, just promoting stuff going on. But let's refresh people's memory. What is the partnership?
The Downtown Tucson Partnership is a 501c6 nonprofit that's charged with acting as a catalyst for the redevelopment of downtown. Very common. Most cities have a structure like that. Started up in 1999. We have 50 employees. We do clean and safe, all the maintenance, security for downtown, help coordinate festivals and events, do marketing and PR for downtown, economic development, and advocacy.
How long have you been with the group?
2 years.
2 years. What were we doing before that?
I was a developer downtown doing historic restoration and new construction for the past 26 years.
Wow.
Yeah, there's some beautiful Michael Keith homes in Barrio Viejo and around the downtown area.
In fact, I remember when we were working on the Cheney House, Linda came by. And she came in and they were planing all the wood. They were replaning all the flooring, running it through these screaming planers. And she immediately said, "You got to turn that off," because it was so loud and it was really
good. It hurt her little ears.
It hurt her. Yeah.
Oh,
she loved that
building. That makes me sad.
I remember that day very well. She absolutely loved that building.
Yeah, she's a good advocate of downtown, too.
Yes, she is.
So there are lots of folks. So when did you get involved with doing restoration downtown?
I came back from the Middle East in 1983 and started buying up old abandoned adobes in the barrio and putting them back in service. City had a program to that they had a little bit of money, very little actually, in exchange for affordable housing. So I would take these out of service, broken down mud buildings and restore them to their original condition, and then we would put in affordable housing people into them.
Were these buildings that were on the National
No, they were just small residences scattered through Barrio Histórico and Santa Rosa and El Presidio.
And what were you doing in the Middle East?
I went over there working as worked 2 years for American contractors over there, and then 3 years for a Saudi family, running a trading company for the Saudi family.
Cool.
Yeah, for a little boy.
Where are you originally from, Michael?
Well, from here. I was born in New York, but I came here when I was four. And
it's as close to a native as you can get. Good for you. Good for you. So you started doing all this construction and rehabilitation downtown decades ago, and then you decided to kind of throw your hat in the ring to help everybody out.
Well, when Glenn Lyons left the partnership, they were looking for somebody to step in and really do a brain transfer mostly. And I'd been on every board and commission, as Fred knows, in the beginning of time for downtown, including the early days of Rio Nuevo and everything else. So they asked me if I would step in, and then they made it permanent about 6 months later.
Well, and so just between you, me, Fred, and Mia.
And our mom.
And our mom, because she listens every week. How do you think things are going? I mean, from a development perspective.
Boy, it's exceeded all my expectations for what's happened and what's about to happen. And like you guys, you know, we've waited our whole lives for this. We all remember it when we were kids going down there. If half the things that I've heard that are coming happen, that place is just going to be off the chart.
And why do you think it's... Why is now the time? Why is it happening now when the economy is the way it is?
I know.
Why didn't it happen 10 years ago or 15 years ago? Yeah, why now?
I don't know that there's a good explanation. The time was right. The opportunities were there. We were starting to get a critical mass of young people who were interested in urban centers and wanted to open businesses. And it just began to happen almost organically, which is the great part of that, because it's a real economic movement, and it's not something that's highly subsidized. It really was happening by small entrepreneurs who decided to take a chance on downtown.
And is there any one kind of tipping point that you can point your finger and say, because this happened, that opened the doors for where we are today?
It was a combination of things. I think the 4th Avenue underpass was a pretty big deal. TEP choosing to stay downtown was huge. Providence moving in, Madden moving in. Those were all seminal moments. But I got to think that the promise of the streetcar was what really solidified a lot of those decisions, because they knew that someday this 4-mile streetcar was going to reach 100,000 people living or working along that 4-mile access. And that was enough to probably push a couple people off the fence and into making the investment.
And during the break, during our first break, you were talking about some housing that's going in for students down there too.
Yeah, you know, generally in redevelopment areas, you'll see small restaurants start springing up. That's usually the first thing that happens. And of course, we have not only the small ones, but these incredible ones that have come. And then the next thing that happens is rental housing in downtowns that are proximate to universities. It's usually university housing that begins to drive the housing market, and that's what's happening here. So on the east side of the Rialto building and the 4 floors on top of the new parking garage there that's on the corner of Toole and 4th Avenue are 3 buildings going up, one on top of the parking garage and then 2 separate buildings next to the Rialto for student housing, and that's being done by Jim Campbell here in a company called Capstone. They've already broken ground. They're going to have them up and running by the fall semester of 2013. I think between the two of them, there's 500 and something beds, student beds, and that's going to change the entire demographic.
That's a lot of kids to put in there.
On the east side of downtown, and downtown proper, because they all have friends, they all have families. So you really get almost a multiplier effect by having that many students down there.
And the crazy thing is, because of the streetcar, they're not all going to have cars.
No, in fact, they can go to classes, come back downtown. You know, the university is beginning to get embedded in downtown. They took over the old Walgreens building.
Where's that?
Remember the Walgreens building on Stone and Pennington?
Okay.
Yeah, they actually redid the facade.
Yeah, the county owns the building, and Chuck Huckleberry redid the half of the facade and returned it to the original Roy Place design, and the architect that designed it and built it. And it's called the Roy Place Building now. But the university moved in landscape architecture, landscape architecture, and some planning graduate classes into there. So we're seeing both housing and classroom space, and I think that's going to continue.
Is that housing and retail and classroom spaces in a downtown, is that a unique situation? Or
no, you'll see that almost every university town that's, again, close to its downtown, that's happening. You look at downtown Phoenix. ASU's opened a satellite campus there, a huge satellite campus, and they're completely embedded into downtown Phoenix.
Oh, that's awesome.
And something you said earlier about it being an organic sort of process sort of reminds me that there were some early failures with that kind of thing early on with trying to force the architecture school into the downtown. And it was nice having them down there, and they're doing all sorts of, you know, sketches and stuff for potential things going on, but it just didn't work out because it wasn't, you know, when you're forcing things like that to happen, right. There's no foundation.
Yeah, and you know, there's two different philosophies, and I know, Fred, you're really aware of this. You can either try to do a big public works and spark your downtown, or encourage small investments to come in and drive your economic development. And we've got the latter, and I think it's for real.
Oh, I totally believe it's for real. And you know, Jeff and I always make this point, is that people always say, when is the downtown going to turn around? When is it going to turn around? Well, it turned around a long time ago.
Yeah.
And we're seeing some really great fruits right now. And as you said earlier, it's just going to get better.
Yeah, 70 businesses in 4 years, almost $200 million of private investment.
70 million or 70 businesses, right. Brand new businesses in 2 years?
Right. And
that's crazy.
Yeah, if you take TEP out of it, you still have $130 million of private investment that's gone in.
Wow, I didn't know that it was that much. I mean, 70 new businesses.
Yeah, no, a couple of them have gone out, only a handful of them.
Yeah,
but, it's.
Well, but you expect, I mean, you know.
Yeah, you have to have the turnover is going to occur.
Right. Sure. All right. And you've got a bunch on the books right now that are getting ready to open.
We're hearing that there may be 10 to 14 more bars and restaurants opening in the next 18 months.
Well, Riley Pizza Place just opened up.
Incredible. They had their soft opening last week, and what a job they did inside. They've got soaring ceilings and light from three directions, and they reclaimed the old wood floors, and they were just spot on with the interior design and good food.
Yeah, Stephen and his son did a really, really nice job.
They did a great job, and it's kind of a place, because of the light, you're going to want to hang in there. A lot of the businesses are just shotgun businesses with no windows on the sides. But this is a kind of a unique space.
It is a great space. It's really beautiful.
And it's very cool that they left the Riley name at the front of their restaurant.
Yeah. And I think rightly so.
Yeah, we have about a minute left. We need to get a streetcar update. We'll do that after the break.
Okay.
And talk about all the other stuff going on. You know, we were promised, Caitlin was here last month, and we were promised some exciting news of some events coming up. So we're hoping that you'll be the one to let us know what's going on.
That's probably going to be Mia. She's the exciting one.
Yeah, she's much more exciting than I am. I think between the two of us, we'll give you a good smorgasbord.
Very cool. Yeah, and folks, don't forget, we've got a trivia question at the end of the show.
A dozen roses from the
Mayfield
Coleman
floors.
The Coleman family from Mayfield.
Right. And we'll probably give away a pizza this week, too, from 1702. So, or a $25 gift certificate from 1702. So folks, stick around here on the Fred and Jeff Show. We're at the bottom of the hour for the hard news break. And we'll be right back with our fabulous guests from downtown Tucson.
It's It's never been easier to enjoy downtown, even during construction.
Downtown.
And with more than 15,000 parking spaces, it's a breeze to find a spot.
Downtown.
While you're downtown, you can enjoy everything from old-class cuisine to great casual dining. Have a night out on the town with the best nightlife around.
Shop at amazing stores with unique fashionable goods that you won't find anywhere else in town. Take in a show downtown.
Explore dozens of galleries
downtown.
And museums support your local
downtown.
Businesses see more at
downtowntucson.org. That's a better ad. People will love that. People will go, did you hear that dumb ad for downtown? Right, see if you can do something like that.
Are you planning a special event or celebration? Call Arizona Party Rental, the number one party rental company in Southern Arizona.
Dave Fitzsimmons, cartoonist here. I figured since you can buy politicians so easily these days, why not rent an entire party? So I contacted Arizona Party Rental, and they said, that's not what we do. Well, guess what I found out? I found out they rent everything you need to throw a party. You know, I'm the kind of guy who likes getting married so often, it's good to know. Planning a party or a special event? Check him out at ArizonaPartyRental.net. Now, every time I get married, I call on Arizona Party Rental. If you're like me and you say I do more often than Larry King, call on Arizona Party Rental. And unlike Uncle Sam, they understand what a tight budget means.
Thanks a lot, David. Hi, this is Ken Flower of Arizona Party Rental. Do what Fitzsimmons does. Draw your own conclusions. Visit Arizona Party Rental today on Speedway and check us out on Facebook.
Do you suffer from irrigation leaks, a broken sprinkler, leaky valves, or you just can't find the problem? At H&S Garden, we provide high-quality, reliable service at reasonable prices. Our repair technician has over 25 years of experience. And if you hate pulling weeds, raking mesquite beans, or trimming those thorny bushes, just leave the dirty work to us. We're licensed contractors with 30 years of experience in landscape management. Our crews are professional and take pride in their work. We'll meet you on-site to establish a program that works for you. Call today at 293-6488 or visit us at hsgarden.com. H&S Garden, a family-owned and operated Tucson small business.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth, Tucson's News Talk FM.
Welcome back. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeff.
Hola, Tucson.
And we're celebrating all the people, the places, events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so wonderful. We invite you to visit us at fredandjeff.com, where you can see, listen to old shows and see a whole bunch of pictures of of us doing goofy stuff.
And our guests.
And our guests not doing goofy stuff.
Hey, I got a question for you. So we had a lot of good responses from our show last week, the arthropod show.
Yeah.
So, and if you folks missed it, it's probably going to be end up being one of my favorite shows we've ever done because aside from this one, of course, but it was so unique talking about the bugs of Tucson and Southern Arizona.
Right.
But you said something last week where you were talking about the millipedes and all that, and we had a listener send an email in saying, hey, thanks for reminding me of when I was a kid growing up in Tucson and seeing millipedes after the monsoons. Right after that show, it rained last Monday, and I went outside to bring the dogs in, and sure enough, there's a bunch of little millipedes just cruising along.
They heard the show.
Yeah, and I'd never seen them before. So I thought that was very cool.
Well, you've seen them before. You just never haven't at your house. Haven't seen them.
Well, yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah,
and it's cool.
It is
cool. Well, at Mom and Dad's 50th wedding anniversary party, the tarantulas came out.
That's right.
Bobcat came out, which is not an insect.
No. Owls.
We were waiting for the rattlesnakes to come out, but
luckily.
They were no show.
Right. Thank goodness, because they drink all the beer.
That's right. It's awful. It's awful. All right. So this is Fred and Jeff Show, and we thank you for continuing to listen to us throughout the years and putting up with our stuff. With us in studio.
I love how you apologize to the listeners for us being who we are. Thanks for listening. I know we're kind of nerds, but, you know, we're having fun.
Well, I think we need to apologize. I just feel that.
You have guilty conscience or something, don't you?
I was born and raised a Catholic. You know how that is.
Yes, I do.
You know, I show people this. I still have scars on my knuckles from when the nuns beat me with the ruler.
Dude, that, you know, you have to stop telling that lie. That is so...
Okay, what is the scar then?
Okay, that, which one?
Right, exactly.
That's probably where you poked yourself with your protractor, your compass.
No, this is Sister Lucille right there.
Oh, whatever.
Sister Agnes Vincent there. They have names.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever, Fred. You're so full of it.
We're wasting so much time. So we are talking about today the downtown. Tucson's a beautiful downtown. And with us we have the beautiful Mia Schneibel. And
you know, Mia, you've got to be one of my favorite guests over the years. This is about the third or fourth time you've been on the show.
Yeah, this is my fourth time.
Yeah, and we played bingo at Cappy's.
Yeah, that's fun.
You know, we had the Cappy's show. We had a lot of fun, but we always usually talk about movies with you because of your connection with the Screening Room.
Yeah.
Can you tell our listeners what the Screening Room is?
Screening Room is an amazing independent film venue downtown, but we're more than just films. We have poetry slams, illusionists. Most people think of that as like magic shows. We have book signings. I had my birthday party there.
Nice.
It's an incredible 130-seat theater. We incredible music shows. We've had everybody from Al Perry to Al Fowl to Amy Rude. Everybody who's anybody who's played at the Screening Room. It's just an amazing space.
That's great.
And those, you know, those small intimate places are where I think you get the best shows.
Oh, yeah.
You know, those folks you talked about coming in, they just shine in those kind of venues.
It is amazing. We always like to think of our venue, besides all the music events during the year that we have there, during Club Crawl, it's the venue for adults. If you actually want to come grab a beer, sit down and listen to the music instead of being like pushed and shoved. There's a place for being pushed and shoved for music, and I love it.
It's called a mosh pit.
Yeah, it's great fun. But sometimes you just want to sit down and just kick back and listen to the music, and it's great. And Al Perry arranges all the musicians, and we always have like films behind, and he always performs in front. All the people get to pick their favorite films. And one of the coolest things is Kevin from the Swigs is like, I'm not on the list to play, but he goes up to Al and he goes, I really want to play. And Al's like, go home, get your guitar and come back. They turned their seats around and they did improv to the film that was on the screen. It was amazing.
That's cool.
It was amazing. And Billy Sotomayor, I mean, it's just the people that have performed there, I'm just shocked on who we get. It's just amazing.
How do you guys book all these guys?
Well, they come to see their friends and then they beg to perform there.
You're in a good position.
Yeah, it's a good spot.
And the Arizona International Film Festival, how long have you guys been having that?
Well, we're coming up on our 22nd year. It's going to be, your listeners are actually going to be the first to know on the planet, April 12th to the 29th, 2013.
Great.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
That's awesome.
Over 100 films from all over the world.
And I'll tell you, I've gone the last couple of years. Amazing, amazing, amazing.
One
you, I don't know if you guys premiered it this year, but it's gotten tons of play recently, was Goats.
Yep. Oh, no. That is Mark Poirier. He actually grew up here. I know his dad. His dad's a professor at U of A. Yeah. That played at the Loft. That was a big, huge Sundance film. Super proud of him. But that actually played at the Loft.
But you did play it at the...
Yeah, I came back and played more at the Loft.
Oh, did it?
Yeah. You know, that's one of the cool things about 130 seats. It's this nice, intimate theater. But when you have an action-packed, terrific film like Goats that was filmed here in Tucson, you have to have the 500-seat theater of the Loft. That's okay. Just the way it goes.
Now, I remember Michael Keith is also here from the Tucson Downtown Partnership. He was telling me at one point that you had just remodeled and were going to be able to do live theater.
Yeah.
Have you had any?
Well, we're still working on the green room. We're renovating the screening room in three different phases: the marquee, the auditorium, and then the green room and the seats. And the seats are part of the green room registration. So we've done two phases so far. We have the third phase. So as soon as I get back on that fundraising trail, we're going to be getting that green room.
How much do you need to raise?
Oh, well, including the seats, you would not believe how expensive seats are. Movie theater seats are very expensive. And unfortunately, we have nice 1950 seats for 1950s butts. And now the seats are a little bit bigger for 2012 butts, so we're going to lose some seats. So the board's trying to figure out if we want to get new seats or just refurbish the ones we have.
I vote refurbish.
I vote refurbish as well. Yeah.
Because they're great seats.
Yeah, that's great.
Well, don't ask Michael Keith, because I think he picks the one chair with the bad spring every single time. He needs to pick a new seat.
But once it's refurbished, it'll be fine.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to fix that seat right up.
We tried to do that when we rehabbed that building, but that was the one thing that we didn't have funds for when we did it.
Yeah.
Now, you've said that twice. When we rehab that building, what?
Well, believe it or not, Michael and I used to be on the marquee committee team together, the screening room. He used to be on our board before he unfortunately escaped one day when we weren't looking and went over to the Downtown Tucson Partnership.
So what was the screening room before was the screening room?
Well, it was still a screening room, but we returned it to its original 1910 facade using money through the partnership before I was on the partnership. So using facade money provided by the city and the partnership, and we took it down to its original facade. We rebuilt the columns on it and then designed that movie marquee that's so incredible. Ada Sines did a fabulous job, and Luis Ibarra and Teresa Rosano were the architects on that. And we raised all the money in a very short period of time and managed to put that together.
So in the early 1900s, what were they doing in the screening room? Was it a live theater?
No, it had about 20 different uses. It started out as a wine and liquor shop, and was a restaurant for many, many years, including for a little while, the Caverns in Nogales. They came up and were actually in there and opened a club there for a while.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, but it was Carl's Shoes when we were kids. It was Carl's Shoes. I don't know if you remember that.
No, I remember that. Yeah, I do.
Fred remembers a lot of things. He does.
I remember sitting on the tractors at Ronstadt Hardware, and I mean,
I remember.
I can walk through, the downtown and just remember a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, I don't think I can do that. And that kind of upsets me, because I know we spend a lot of time downtown, but when I see pictures of stuff downtown, I start having small remembrances of, oh yeah, I remember this. I mean, I remember watching the rodeo parade downtown.
Oh yeah.
And that was a long time ago.
I marched in that parade downtown.
Yeah, really?
I was in that parade.
Yeah, so it was funny. Jeff and I don't know if you remember this. My parents went on one rodeo, went on vacation.
Did mine go too?
Our parents.
Oh yeah.
Left for vacation, or they went somewhere and they left us with Grandma and Grandpa.
That's right. We were in the rodeo parade.
And we were in the parade, and we thought we were in one of our great grandfather's carriages. And I looked up, and I was like, "Hey, it was my name." And my great grandfather had signed the header of the carriage. Yeah. So his autograph was on the header.
Built by Fred Ronstadt.
Yeah.
And so Fred to this day has had a big head about that.
Yeah. Well, I tell everybody, anything with Fred Ronstadt, tell all the family members, if there's anything around that has my name on it, it belongs to me. And, just forget the fact that that's the same name as my great-grandfather. But
crickets are chirping, Fred. All right, we got to take a super fast break. I'm sorry we totally got off track, Mia, but we have to take a super fast break. We're going to be back talk about all the stuff you want to talk about in the Fred and Jeff Show, so stick around.
Visit the Fred and Jeff Show online at fredandjeff.com.
Shelby, how does Five Star give back to its customers?
Existing monthly pest control customers who refer a friend to us receive a discount on their next service.
How about your current termite treatment customers?
When a customer's home is treated for termites, they refer a friend who has their home treated. They will receive an additional year of service on their termite contract.
Wow, that could add up to over $1,000 in savings.
Yes, it can. Log on to our website for details on our customer rewards program.
Five Star, the natural choice. 886-0045, 5starTermite.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Ronstadt from Ronstadt Insurance and the Fred and Jeff Show. Healthcare reform is a reality, and it's very, very confusing. So give myself and my staff a call at Ronstadt Insurance at 520-721-4848, and we'll help you figure out what healthcare reform means to you, your employees, and your family. Ronstadt Insurance, we are pioneers in good service. Give us a call at 520-721-4848.
When Jeff and I are looking for a good cigar, we head over to Anthony's Cigar Emporium.
That's right, Fred. They have a great selection, knowledgeable staff, a comfortable environment. It's the perfect place to buy a cigar for any time.
Three convenient locations, one at Oracle and McGee, one at Crossroads Festival at Swan and Grant, and their new location at Williams Center at Craycroft and Broadway.
Come on over to Anthony's Cigar Emporium, get your cigar, and you might even run into Fred and I, and you can tell us why you love Tucson.
Burger.
A simple, well-made burger cooked to your choice.
Why Monkey Burger?
We called it that because come see our art on the walls. It tells a story. Monkey Burger, where it's impossible to be a food snob, even if they do serve wine, beer, as well as Tucson's best burger. 514-9797.
Just drive right past Olive Garden on Broadway and Craycroft and park in front of Monkey Burger.
Women Investing, an award-winning comprehensive financial services firm, offers customized programs designed to help grow and conserve your wealth. We encourage you to explore our website at powerwomeninvesting.com and learn more about the services we provide. If you would like to make an appointment, call us at 571-9053. That's 571-9053.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth, Tucson's News Talk FM.
And we're back. This is Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ross. I'm here with my little brother, Jeff.
Do you know how off track we got that last segment?
Well, speaking of tracks.
Yes!
Let's go straight to the modern streetcar update.
Ding, ding!
So, and we're here with Michael Keith from the Downtown Tucson Partnership, and Mia Schneibel from the Screening Room, but also a big fan and supporter and proponent and all sorts of things of downtown. So, Michael, what's going on with the Monte Streetcar?
Well, they're moving ahead downtown really rapidly. We're hearing that they might have the fences down by Labor Day weekend. That means that the tracks will be in and it'll be repaved for them to take the fences down. That's on Congress from Tool to Stone. From Stone to Granada in front of the Fox, are still working on that another 3 weeks after that, so maybe by the 1st of October there. And then they're starting Broadway. Well, they've actually already started doing potholing and other things on Broadway, and then they'll move over to Broadway. 4th Avenue, the north half of 4th Avenue is done, and
it's
the
gorgeous.
Tracks are in. Yeah, it really looks
so
nice.
It's so good looking.
And they should be... I'm not exactly sure what it is for University Boulevard up by the U of A, but I think they're getting pretty close to that
they
section.
They're laying
the track and they're pouring concrete over there, so that should be pretty quick. And I'm sure they tried to time that for school being back in session.
Oh, so absolutely. When's the inaugural ride for the streetcar?
Well, they're going to be beta testing the cars all through the year. So I think they start sometime right after the first of the year. And then the... opening day is still scheduled, I think, for October of 2013, but I'm sure that that's subject to change.
Hopefully not.
Yeah, hopefully not. But no, they're doing a great job. I mean, they're on schedule, and they ran into a ton of stuff on Congress, and they're still on schedule.
Yeah, they're pretty good. I mean, that's one of the great things about this project is it's on schedule.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, Mia, before, I don't know, did you want to?
No. I'm good. Okay.
So we were talking with Mia before the break about the Screening Room, and that's where we got off track.
Right.
But there's so much other so many other things going on in the downtown, and you have the list.
I do have the list. There's an amazing amount of stuff going on downtown. If you have not been downtown in the last 2 years, you won't even recognize it. It's just amazing. Not only we've got, as Michael said, new restaurants going in, new shops going in. Elliot's on Congress, just opened right next to the Screening Room. They have infused vodka. Best Bloody Marys in town, horseradish infused vodka in the Bloody Mary. I want one right now. It's so good.
Duck tacos, too.
Yeah, and Dizzy G's reopened under new owners, so we're really excited about that. New deli, of course, you know, the big Riley Craft Pizza and Beer. They had a great opening last week, so that was really fun. And Lulu's Shake Shop, which is hard to say 18 times fast, but the Hub is going, the ice cream is so incredible there. If you have not gone down to the Hub and tried their ice cream, you're missing out.
Yeah, the salted caramel.
The bourbon salted caramel.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. Or the toasted marshmallow with the chocolate pudding in a waffle cone tastes like a s'more. yummy. Super yummy.
That's why we need to rethink the size of those seats at the Screening Room.
But he's going to, Kate's going to open Lulu's Shake Shop. It's going to be just like a walk-up window that we're looking for October in that. So keep an eye.
That's like his, what, third or fourth venture?
Yeah.
In
the
downtown?
He's doing great. And God. The playground, if you've not been on that roof, it's amazing. Oh. You go up one floor and you wouldn't think it'd be that big of a deal, but you can see all of Tucson from there. Gorgeous. And with these nights, why would you not want to go up there?
Yeah, the playground is just an awesome place to play.
It's so fun.
Matter of fact, the Mars Phoenix guys are having a party at the playground coming up here pretty quick.
Well,
it's on Facebook somewhere.
Oh!
Yeah, I got invited. And it said I could invite other people, so I'd like to invite everybody out there except for you, Fred.
It's mighty kind of
I'll send you. I'll send you the invitation, well, but it says it's open.
Oh, good. Well, so, we're off track again.
Yeah.
Well, let's go back to Second Saturdays.
Yeah. Oh, we haven't even gotten to Second Saturdays.
There's so much to do. We haven't gotten to Second Saturdays, which is August the 11th. It's about 6 p.m. There's, you know, it's a kind of a fluid opening because the stores are still open. But it generally starts around 6 p.m., goes to about 10 p.m. You know, 8 to 10,000 people come down and experience downtown. It is amazing. There are jugglers. There are stilt walkers, balloon guy, magic. Scott Stage has just amazing band after band after band, and the restaurants stay open later. All, pretty much every single store, restaurant, merchant, you name, even the Chicago store, everybody has sales and discounts. It's amazing. Downtown Kitchen and Cocktails, 50% off their bar menu after 10 o'clock. El Charo, 50% off margaritas. I mean, you can't, I mean, everywhere
you
look.
Wait, did you say 5-0 or 1-5?
50%
50% off margaritas?
Yeah, 50% off margaritas at El Charo.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, you said something similar about downtown
Kitchen.
Yeah,
their bar menu is deeply discounted after 10. So you have to eat at the bar. It's amazing. You go into these places and you go, what's your second Saturday special? You'll be amazed on what you can get downtown. There's, and the clothing stores, there's a plethora. They have anywhere from 10% off to 40% off their clothes. Chicago store even has a sale every single time. Everywhere you look, every single merchant's open. Every single merchant's having fun and giving discounts.
And you just pull right into one of the parking garages.
So easy. 6th Avenue now is two-way. It's even easier. I hope they keep 6th Avenue open two-way.
Good. You know, you park your car and everything is within walking distance.
Yes.
And there's, you're right.
Meters are free.
There have been times when I've been down to the block party and you don't get past a block with all the stuff going on. You don't make the whole venue.
There's too much to see.
Yeah.
There's literally too much to see. We have.
I mean, you can go to the Fox
stations.
Theater. They usually have, you know, live entertainment at Fox.
Rialto, screening room, unit, Scott Stage. There's a kids stage over by Providence, Broadway, and Scott on Jackson. The Cinema La Placita shows free films back there, and they always have something fun for the kids.
Oh, we never talk about them enough.
Yeah. Cinema La Placita is amazing.
Yeah, it's every Friday or Saturday they have a movie.
Every Thursday.
One of those days.
At La Placita.
Yeah, August 9th, they're going to be showing Bright Eyes, starring Shirley Temple.
Yeah, that's I'm sponsoring
that. Oh, excellent. Michael Kidd's sponsoring that. Come on down.
Excellent.
$3, all the popcorn you can eat.
Yeah, Shirley Temple.
And you sit outside. It's just gorgeous. You can, you know, bring your kids. They can run around, bring a little picnic lunch, or eat one of the great restaurants at Cinema La Placita.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
You know, that's the last outdoor theater in Tucson. That's the last drive-in, if you will.
It is.
Theater in Tucson until Charlie Spillar and the Cactus Theater guys find a piece of dirt.
Yeah, hopefully they can find that soon.
Yeah, but that's cool. Yeah. Those are fun to do.
Yeah, and during Second Saturdays in La Placita, we're going to have Soul Music Celebration, which they have jazz and blues and R&B and different soul music. And that is just amazing. You take off your shoes and dance in the grass. The actual grass in Tucson. It is so fun down there. And then at the screening room, we're going to have an illusionist.
Yeah, you were saying.
Yeah, Mike Howell. And you know, when back in the day, we used to call them magic shows, but now they're illusionists because they're illusions. But you know how whenever you see a stage show and you always think it's fake and there's like trap doors and there's secret passageways? I think I was more amazed than anybody when I watched Michael perform, because I know that screening room backwards or forwards. I know there's no hidden pathways, no trap doors. If what he does, I'm just like, how does he do that? It's just my jaw dropped nonstop. He is amazing.
When is that coming?
That's Second Saturdays at the screening room at 7 p.m. And maybe we can give some tickets away to your listeners.
Yeah, let's
later.
Do that.
Well, let's do a whole bunch of things. We have two tickets to the screening room to see The Illusionist.
Yep, Michael Howell.
Michael Howell. We have a dozen roses from Mayfield Florist. And we have a $25 gift certificate to 1702.
Right.
Excellent.
So how do you want to do this?
1, 2, and 3.
1, 2, 3. So... send me an email at fred@fredandjeff.com.
And depending on the order, you're going to get one or the other randomly.
Yeah.
Because they're all great.
Yeah. If you have a preference, let me know. But
but everyone's going to say illusionist.
They're gonna say
or
flowers.
Everyone might say pizza.
Or flowers,
yeah. So, yeah. So fred@fredandjeff.com. Send him an email. And you can only win once. So don't send three emails. That'd be kind of funny.
Yeah, and our friends who email us every week trying, you know, if you've won, let somebody else win for least a couple months.
Because if you do win again, we're not going to give it to you.
Yeah.
So there's tons and tons and tons of stuff going on downtown.
That's just second Saturdays.
Yeah.
We have Double Kung Fu at August 25th at the Screening Room in 3D. It's the old classic 70s Kung Fu action. Double feature, $5.
That's
super
awesome.
Fun. The Arizona Theater Company, their single tickets are going on sale August 13th. They have an incredible lineup. They have Next to Normal, which won 3 Tonys. It's going to be there. And then their list is huge. Go on the Arizona Theater Company. You'll be amazed of the plays that are coming in. Underestimated City Clothing Store, they're reopening August 11th. They're inviting everybody to their party at 7 o'clock. It's right next to Shot in the Dark. Go to Shot in the Dark. It's a great cafe. Grab some coffee, some food. Go next door to the party. Win-win.
Now, where's Shot in the Dark?
It's, you know where Access Tucson is? It's like Broadway and 6th Avenue.
Right.
It's right.
A little further west, or a little further east.
Yeah, a little further east on the north side. So it's like...
Right on Arizona Alley.
Yeah. Cool.
So, yeah, and Shot in the Dark, they're great people there. They really need some help right now. And Edgerton Gallery has amazing photos right now of Julian T. Baker Jr.
That's a nice exhibit. I've seen it.
Yeah, it's a huge exhibit. And it's up to August 31st, they said. The Fox is reopening. They took a little hiatus for summer. And they're opening up with our good buddy, Dan Buckley. He did a documentary about El Casino Ballroom. And they also have Weird Al.
When is Weird Al coming?
Weird Al's coming
August 7th.
August 7th.
That is a great show.
And that's going to be co-promoted with the Rialto.
That is an awesome show.
Yeah. Talk about an embedded culture. Everybody in there knows every word to every song.
Oh, man.
Eat it.
I think that's everybody's favorite song. And, of course, our good friends Brood, they're right around the corner from the Screening Room. Thursday, they're going to have live music there. That's going to be super fun. But on Saturday, somebody you guys might know, Bobby Ronstadt's going to be performing at Second Saturdays at Brood. And that's on 6th Avenue, right next to the Monkey
Burger.
Who's
that?
Bobby Ronstadt.
Bobby
and friends.
Ronstadt.
Who?
Your uncle.
Oh, your uncle too?
Yes.
No, you know, Bobby, this is great because Bobby has a sort of, it's sort of like an open mic for musicians, but they're like really talented musicians from across this community. And they come the second and fourth Saturdays and perform, and it's just gorgeous. It's wonderful music. Great time.
It's going to be great. And the Brood is a fabulous, great space if you haven't checked them out. And we got City High still accepting students, so there's actual schools downtown, digital storytelling workshops from the Women's Commission. I mean, if you gave me 3 hours, I probably couldn't get through all the list of everything that's going on downtown. Amazing.
So if anyone wants to go and see all the activities that are going on downtown, where should they go?
Probably I would go down to downtowntucson.org and check out everything. There's great articles. Taev does great articles about downtown, and there's great site.
Perfect. So downtowntucson.org is where you want to go to get all the breaking info on downtown. And you guys,
and there's a newsletter too that you can sign up for.
Yep. Yeah.
Perfect.
There's a community calendar on there that you can just run your cursor by and just pops up everything.
Perfect. So, guys, thanks a bunch for coming by today. We really, really appreciate you guys and all you're doing for our community. Mm-hmm. You're two of the reasons that living in Tucson is a great thing.